This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. The second phase of Ohio's opioid technology challenge launched today. The challenge uses $8 million to create technological solutions in the opioid crisis, and its second of three phases drew more than 50 proposals. Philip Payne with Aportis LLC in Dublin is one of the 12 winners. They each received $200,000 to work on their solutions. I caught up with him early today and started by asking him about his proposal.
Our solution is a way for users to have 24/7 access to a counselor and support materials that are localized to where they live. So, kind of paint a picture here. Imagine a mother that's struggling with an opioid addiction. She doesn't hold her work, but she has to make scheduling changes so she can go see a counselor. She's got to find sitters for their children if they have it. She hopefully has reliable transportation. So there's a lot of factors that are barriers to that solution. So what we do is we take that all away from a smartphone, from a tablet, and it doesn't need to be over a Wi-Fi. It can be just over a regular cellular network. They can have 24/7 access to a counselor. So at that moment when they're struggling, maybe depressed, you know, when they're looking to use again, they can hit a big red button and basically connect and have face-to-face with a live counselor.
This is really fascinating to me because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we hear so much about medical solutions, naloxone. Right. We hear about, you know, chiropractic stuff, things to avoid using pain medication, but this is focusing more on the mental aspect of it.
Correct. It's, you know, we look at a holistic approach. So, and the science behind it is it's medication-assisted treatment. So part of it's the counseling, part of it might be drugs that take them off of it, but it's engaging. It now connects a person to somebody that's going to be, lift them up or be that stick when they need it to kind of understand that the choices they make have consequence.
How does this differ from any other online healthcare portal where you can, you know, schedule an appointment with a therapist or a counselor or a doctor or whatever it may be?
Well, it's in their pocket, in their phone. They can just hit a button and away we go. The other nice thing is, you know, I don't want to get too technical on the back, but on the back end, it is a HIPAA-compliant video, so it's secure. The conversation they have is secure. And then we have a medical records component to it, so if they choose, we can connect to their medical records so the doctors and physicians can see the whole journey of the person.
Another component of your proposal is a kiosk system. Tell us about that. Where geographically did you decide to put this?
So we've identified the top 11 counties that are battling this problem the most, and we're going to start there. And we're going to take a look at what kind of resources are available, what kind of cellular network is available, understand if people struggling with it have cell phones. If there's an issue, then we're going to start exploring creating a standalone kiosk, and we're going to try to find like church-based organizations or soup kitchens or shelters where we can put these in and they can have a private conversation.
Technology costs a lot of money.
Right.
Right? Technology costs a lot of money. And this phase two, you get $200,000, I believe, for getting to this phase. What difference could that possibly make?
The technology is expensive. The really cool thing is we've already built it. So we have to do some modifications. We have to repurpose it for this issue. The nice thing about our platform is it's not going to take just our solution. It's going to take multiple solutions, and there's multiple winners here. But our solution can be the hanger for all those pieces, so they can attach to this, and you have the record systems, you have the connections, all that built in.
Philip Payne, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Hey, thank you very much.